if he lived in Ruston, what years?
Well, he was born in 29. And I think he was about a year old when we left there.
So from 1929
to 1930? Yeah, something like that.
Did you leave?
Maybe before that, because it must have been around 2 years. I must have gone over there in 28, I guess.
Did you leave any more since then?
Huh?
Did you leave Shreveport after that?
Then I came back. No, I never did leave anymore.
Have you done much traveling?
Well, I've done some since my children got grown. Mm-hmm. The first real nice trip I took, I guess, was to Eastern Canada. A friend of mine and I went to, flew to, where did we fly to? Chicago, I believe. Mm-hmm. We flew to Chicago and joined a tour and went to, we went to Quebec and Montreal, and we took a boat trip down the St. Lawrence River. I never remember the name of the place we went to, and we stayed there, and it's a summer resort, and I can't remember the name, but we had a wonderful time. There were about 44 on the trip, I guess, from all parts of the country.
Uh-huh.
The trip started, I think, in New York and came on to Chicago, and they picked us up there. And we got off at this place, and it's a summer resort, and they had Christmas in August. And they had a Christmas tree at the hotel and everything, and the people that were at the hotel had Christmas presents for everybody, and it was real exciting. And then we took a buggy with a horse and rode all over. We became friends with two girls from Kansas, and we hired this buggy, and we rode all over the island. It was kind of an island-like life.
Did you go to Prince Edward Island?
No, it had a funny name, and I don't know why, I can't remember it. It always makes me think of Sazerac, but you know, but it was Mackinac, I believe it was.
Uh-huh.
Mackinac, I think. And then we came back and got off at another place, and they had what, everybody didn't get off the boat, but we did. And we went down to this place, and everybody, the kids and everybody, they had what they called a sing-along. I guess it's kind of like what they have now, I don't know. But we all went down to this place, and everybody sang. And we had a good time. Then we came back to the boat and got on it. And that was going to be about the last trip the boat would take before they closed these resorts, especially that one at Mackinac.